This is Sam, and you're listening to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What up, nerds, and welcome back to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast. This is Sam. Thank you for playing my game. Thank you for joining me for game number 93. I want to start things off with a big thank you to everyone who's taken the time to leave a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify or any other platform that accepts ratings. I really enjoy growing this online trivia community, and the best way for me to do that is to gain more exposure through the podcast. So if you're enjoying my silly game, leaving me a 5-star rating really helps give me a boost in those search engines. So please do. I highly appreciate you for it. And I also love it when people reach out. So today I want to give a shout out to a fellow teacher named Jordan, a special education teacher from the Bronx. Thank you, Jordan, for playing along, and thank you for reaching out. And this may sound corny, but thank you for being a teacher. Anyway, I got 3 rounds today. I got short answer chain, movie links, and music themes. Let's do this. Round number 1, short answer chain. I have 10 short answer items below, and while these are standalone short answer items, each answer does partially share its name with the item immediately preceding, as well as the item immediately following, hence the chain. All right, let's go. Number 1, the opposite of common years. These are scheduled to take place during the same years as US presidential elections, as well as the Summer Olympic Games. Item 2, making his first appearance in 1995, this character was portrayed in 2022 by Chris Evans. Item 3, launched in 1975, this brand markets itself with the slogan, "Tastes great, less filling." Item 4, when he retired in 2005, this player ranked as the number 1 3-point scoring leader in NBA history. As of today, he is ranked 4th, though he soon could be surpassed by Damian Lillard, who would only need 15 more 3-point field goals at the time of this recording. Item 5. This player won a BCS National Championship in January 2005, as well as a Super Bowl in February 2010. The player also won the 2005 Heisman Trophy, but the award has since been vacated. Item 6. This is the name of 2 amusement parks, one in Tampa, Florida, and the other in Williamsburg, Virginia. While the parks were sold in 2009, they still feature the horse breed associated with their previous company. Item number 7. This 1911 novel by Frances Hodgson Burnett is primarily set in England and revolves around a neglected girl named Mary Lennox who finds a key. Item 8. A 2024 article by Style ranks Adriana Lima, Tyra Banks, Gisele Bündchen, Heidi Klum, and Miranda Kerr as the top 5 most iconic models for this retailer. Item number 9. This woman once went by the stage name of Posh Spice. And item number 10. A one-handed catch on Sunday night highlighted this player's 2014 Rookie of the Year season. This player would go on to help his team win Super Bowl 56 by scoring the opening touchdown before exiting the game with an ACL injury. All right, pause now if you need more time. We'll go over those again and then I'll release the answers. All right, number 1, the opposite of common years. These are scheduled to take place during the same years as US presidential elections, as well as the Summer Olympic Games. Yes, happy leap day, everyone. I am talking about leap years. All right, number two. Making his first appearance in 1995, this character was portrayed in 2022 by Chris Evans. That character, Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear partially sharing his name with Leap Year. All right, number three. Launched in 1975, this brand markets itself with the slogan, "Tastes great, less filling." All right, we are talking about Miller Lite. Miller Lite connecting with Buzz Lightyear. Miller Lite, of course, being from my home state of Wisconsin. Shout out, Wisconsin. All right, number four. When he retired in 2005, this player ranked as the number one three-point scoring leader in NBA history. As of today, he is ranked fourth, though he soon could be surpassed by Damian Lillard, who would only need 15 more three-point field goals at the time of this recording. Those of you who have listened for a while, you know I'm not a huge NBA guy, but again, shout out to my home state, Wisconsin, who Damian Lillard currently plays within. Anyway, I am talking about Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller connecting with Miller Lite. Reggie Miller played his entire career with the Indiana Pacers. So shout out Indiana. All right, number five. This player won a BCS National Championship in January 2005, as well as a Super Bowl in February 2010. The player also won a 2005 Heisman Trophy, but the award has since been vacated. Yeah, I'm talking about Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush sharing his name with Reggie Miller. All right, number six. This is the name of two amusement parks, one in Tampa, Florida, and the other in Williamsburg, Virginia. While the parks were sold in 2009, they still feature the horse breed associated with their previous company. Yeah, that would be Busch Gardens. Busch Gardens connecting with Reggie Bush. Of course, they still have the Clydesdales associated with Anheuser-Busch. All right, number seven. This 1911 novel by Frances Hodgson Burnett is primarily set in England and revolves around a neglected girl named Mary Lennox who finds a key. Okay, I never read this book. I remember watching a film adaptation of this book in school at some point. I'm talking about The Secret Garden. Secret Garden connecting with Busch Gardens. All right, number eight, a 2024 article by Style ranks Adriana Lima, Tyra Banks, Gisele Bündchen, Heidi Klum, and Miranda Kerr as the top five most iconic models for this retailer. Yes, I am talking about Victoria's Secret, connecting with Secret Garden. All right, number nine, this woman once went by the stage name of Posh Spice. All right, that woman, Victoria Beckham. Victoria Beckham partially sharing her name with Victoria's Secret. And then number 10, a one-handed catch on Sunday night highlighted this player's 2014 Rookie of the Year season. This player would go on to help his team win Super Bowl 56 by scoring the opening touchdown before exiting the game with an ACL injury. Yes, I remember that catch. It was crazy. I'm talking about Odell Beckham Jr. Odell Beckham Jr. connecting with Victoria Beckham. All right, that was round number one. Short answer chain coming up. We got round number two, movie links. Round number two, movie links. Feels like I haven't done this one in a while. Huh. I know a lot of you like the movie links, so had to dust it off. Anyway, the way movie links works, I have a list of five films, and each of these five films stars a common actor or actress. I will provide the year plus two additional details about each film as clues, and by including a common link makes this like a puzzle. For this reason, I will read the clues over a second time. You need to guess the title of each film and then the actor or actress who appeared in all five. All right, let's do this. Film number one, 2006. This is a sports film in which two of the main characters perform a move together, which shares its name with a popular brand of seasoned breadcrumbs. During a relatively long saying of grace before partaking in a, quote, bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell, several of the characters engage in discussion on how they prefer to picture Jesus during prayer. Film number two. The Rotten Tomatoes consensus calls this film, quote, a smart reimagining of fairy tale tropes that's sure to delight children and adults. The film inspired a 2022 sequel, which was released on Disney Plus. Film number three, 2016. The ultimate edition of this already 152-minute long film features an additional 31 minutes of footage. Jokes have been made regarding a scene from this film in which the two main characters discover that their moms have the same name. Film number four, 2016. This film's plot centers around a linguist for the U.S. Army. Sam Lansky of Time Magazine called it, quote, sophisticated grown-up sci-fi, a movie about aliens for people who don't like movies about aliens. And film number five, 2018. This film's main character is a real-life person whom its star actor compared to Satan. In response, the main character's real-life daughter stated to Fox News that the leading actor, quote, finally had the chance to play a real superhero, and he clearly screwed it up. In this film, Sam Rockwell portrays another real-life person who had been previously played by Josh Brolin in 2008. All right, we're going to go over those again. See how you do. Film number one, 2006. This is a sports film in which two of the main characters perform a move together, which shares its name with a popular brand of seasoned breadcrumbs. During a relatively long saying of grace before partaking in a, quote, bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell, several of the characters engage in discussion on how they prefer to picture Jesus during prayer. Film number two. The Rotten Tomatoes consensus calls this film, quote, a smart reimagining of fairy tale tropes that's sure to delight children and adults. The film inspired a 2022 sequel, which was released on Disney Plus. Film number three, 2016. The ultimate edition of this already 152-minute long film features an additional 31 minutes of footage. Jokes have been made regarding a scene from this film in which the two main characters discover that their moms have the same name. Film number four, 2016. This film's plot centers around a linguist for the U.S. Army. Sam Lansky of Time Magazine called it, quote, sophisticated grown-up sci-fi, a movie about aliens for people who don't like movies about aliens. And film number five, 2018. This film's main character is a real-life person whom its star actor compared to Satan. In response, the main character's real-life daughter stated to Fox News that the leading actor, quote, finally had the chance to play a real superhero, and he clearly screwed it up. In this film, Sam Rockwell portrays another real-life person who had been previously played by Josh Brolin in 2008. All right, I just went over each of those twice. Pause now if you need more time. I'm going to reveal those answers. All right, film number one, 2006, that is Talladega Nights. Film number two, 2007, Enchanted. Film number three, 2016, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. And yes, if you're going to watch that film, I do recommend watching the extra 31 minutes. It makes the film make more sense. Film number 4, 2016, Arrival. And film number 5, 2018, Vice. The Common Actress, Amy Adams. All right, that was round number 2 movie links. Coming up, we got round number 3, music themes. Round number 3, music themes. Before we get going with music themes, once a year I host an all-music trivia game called the Banger to End All Bangers. That's going to be sometime around late May or June. Now, with this game, if I picked all the songs that are going to be featured in the Banger to End All Bangers, the entire game would be like my favorite 2000s pop punk and emo anthems from high school, or like the 90s pop rock I used to listen to in elementary school. And while for a few of you out there, that would be your jam, you would highly enjoy that game, it would probably do nothing for the vast majority of you. So this is why I send out an annual survey so that you can nominate the songs that will be included within the Banger to End All Bangers. So yeah, you take the survey, I take the results, I rank the songs that you put into the survey based on how many people are voting for those songs. I then write trivia questions pertaining to the top 50 or so songs that you submit. It's a fun game. Think of it as like trivia meets a Casey Kasem Top 40 Countdown. That's how I designed it anyway. It's a pretty good time. Anyway, I encourage you to be a part of this great time, so please find time to complete the survey. It's linked within the show notes. I'll also blast it out on my social media. Anyway, this is round number 3, music themes. The way music themes works is I have 10 songs below, all with titles relating to a common theme. Today's theme is high. So I will read a line from each song, and each of these songs has a title with the word high in it, or the sound high in it. So either the word high or the sound high. Anyway, you need to guess the title of each song. Of course, bonus kudos if you also know the artist. All right, here we go. Song number 1, First Class and Fancy Free. She's high society. She's got the best of everything. Song number 2, So Let's Go There. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask, can we stay? Song number 3. People, keep on learning. Soldiers, keep on warning. World, keep on turning. Song number 4. Living easy, loving free. Season ticket on a one-way ride. Asking nothing, leave me be. Taking everything in my stride. Song number 5. Mama said, burn your biographies, rewrite your history, light up your wildest dreams. Song number 6. There ain't no load that I can't hold. Road so rough, this I know. I'll be there when the light comes in. Just tell them we're survivors. All right, song number 7. This was a tough one for me to get a line because a lot of this song's lines have the song's title in it. Anyway, here's the verse that I found. Worlds are turning and we're just hanging on. Facing our fear and standing out there alone. A yearning, yeah, and it's real to me. There must be someone who's feeling for me. All right, song number 8. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road and hanging by a song. But the string's already broken and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast and it don't last for long. Song number 9. I'm definitely going to redact some of the lines from this song, because again, song title, in the line. Alright. The song goes, I was going to go to class before. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but. I'm taking it next semester and I know why. Yeah, what song is that? And song number 10. Remember the day I set you free? I told you you could always count on me, darling. From that day on, I made a vow. I'll be there when you want me, some way, somehow. All right, pause now. If you need more time with any of those songs, I will go over those again, but then I will give you the answer. All right, song number 1. First class and fancy free. She's high society. She's got the best of everything. Yeah, that was a fun one from back in the day. I don't know if that was late 90s or early 2000s, but that is She's So High by Tal Bachman. And I'm not going to do that falsetto. All right, number 2. So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask, can we stay? Yeah, it's another one around that same era, late 90s, early 2000s. That is Higher by Creed. All right, number 3. People keep on learning. Soldiers keep on warning. World keep on turning. That song, Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder, or maybe you're more familiar with the Red Hot Chili Peppers cover. I feel like Daughtry might have done that with American Idol, I don't know. All right, number 4, Living Easy, Loving Free. Season ticket on a one-way ride. Asking nothing, leave me be. Taking everything in my stride. All right, speaking of the banger to end all bangers, this one was voted number 38 last year. That is Highway to Hell by AC/DC. All right, number 5, Mama Said, Burn Your Biographies, Rewrite Your History, Light Up Your Wildest Dreams. That song, High Hopes by Panic at the Disco. Now, side note, I just learned that there's a cover band. There's a cover band called Panic at the Costco. What a great name for a cover band. Not that I play any instruments well enough to be in a band, but I wish I would have thought of that one. Great name. Great name, Panic at the Costco, if you're listening right now. All right, number 6. There ain't no load that I can't hold. Road so rough, this I know. I'll be there when the light comes in. Just tell them we're survivors. All right, that song, Life is a Highway by Tom Cochran. Or maybe you know the Rascal Flatts version that was in Cars. We just saw that one performed with Disney on Ice. Good times. All right, number 7. Again, this is the one where I picked a line kind of deep in the song because I had to. All right. Worlds are turning and we're just hanging on. Facing our fear and standing out there alone. A yearning. Yeah, and it's real to me. There must be someone who's feeling for me. All right, this is a good one. Higher Love by Steve Winwood. Or maybe you've heard the Whitney Houston version, and I think some DJ just re-released the Whitney Houston version with his own spin on it. I don't know. All right, number 8. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road and hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. He keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. Rocky Mountain High, John Denver. All right, number 9. Again, I gotta redact some parts of this line. I was gonna go to class before. I could have cheated, and I could have passed, but. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why. Because I got high. Because I Got High is the song. Another late 90s, early 2000s. It's all middle school for me. Afro Man. And then one more song. I got one more song for you. Song number 10. Remember the day I set you free. I told you you could always count on me, darling. From that day on, I made a vow. I'll be there when you want me, some way, somehow. Yeah, another one that has been on the banger to end all bangers 2 years in a row. Actually, it was voted number 49 2 years running. Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Very cool. Anyway, that was round number 3, music themes. Yeah, just a reminder, if you like the show, please subscribe, rate, and review. I appreciate all of you so much. And yeah, give us a follow on social media at Pub Trivia Group, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All of those are linked in the show notes. Of course, our next live game, if you want to play live on YouTube, just normal pub-style trivia, but you get to do it from your couch. You watch me on YouTube. You send me in your answers over Facebook Messenger or over email if you want to do it that way. But you send me in your answers. I score them live. It's a good time. Like I said, you get to play pub trivia from your couch. The next game, Friday, March 22nd at 8 p.m. Central. Hope to see you there. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week. Peace out and pod on, you nerds.